present the exciting, unforgettable radio drama, Front Page Farrell. The story of a crack newspaper man and his wife. The story of David and Sally Farrell. Today, David is covering the story which he calls The Case of the Fatal Smile. If you want to help prevent cavities in your teeth, do as your dentist tells you. Colonel's amazing new anti-decay tooth powder with ammonium ion actually helps prevent cavities. Yes, new Colonel's tooth powder actually helps prevent cavities. No matter what dentifrice you're now using, you owe it to your health to use the new Colonel's anti-decay tooth powder with ammonium ion, greatest dental discovery since the invention of the toothbrush, discovered by the University of Illinois Foundation. New Colonel's is not a cure-all, but your dentist will tell you that in most cases, new Colonel's correctly used reduces tooth decay, reduces the number of cavities in your teeth. Colonel's also has amazing dental floss action. That is, it sends thousands of active cleansing bubbles to penetrate deep between your teeth, helps remove food particles that can cause unpleasing breath, lead to tooth decay. That means fewer fillings, less pain, healthier teeth, and sweeter breath for you. Do as your dentist tells you. Get new Colonel's tooth powder. You'll like its cool, minty flavor, its popular price. And now, Front Page Farrell and the story he's covering for his newspaper. The story he calls The Fatal Smile. Under the spell of a warm June evening, David Farrell and his wife Sally have left their apartment after dinner to go for a drive in the country. As David Farrell heads the car north into suburban Westchester County, he leaves behind the teeming island of Manhattan and, perhaps for a little while, the cares of gathering stories for his newspaper, the New York Daily Eagle. Darkness is falling. Over the purring of the motor comes the sound of music, borne on the gentle breeze. Sally Farrell sighs peacefully and says,
"Isn't it nice of whoever's doing it to provide music to go with such a lovely evening in the country?"
"I'll take all the credit, Sally, darling. I phoned the county and told them to arrange suitable entertainment for my wife."
"You did?
Mm-hmm.
Wonder where it's coming from."
"Sounds like a carousel somewhere. Like to go for a ride?"
"Oh, on a merry-go-round?"
"Yeah, why not, huh?"
"Oh, David, for goodness sake."
"Oh, why not, honey? Come on."
"Well, come to think of it, why not? Oh, it'd be too much trouble to find the place, wouldn't it, David?"
No trouble at all. Now there, look straight ahead, just off the road. You see the lights?"
"Well, yes. What is it, David? It's more than just a carousel. Look at all those cars there."
"Hey, it's a carnival." "Yes, ma'am, there's the sign. Pearson and Waters Mammoth Carnival." "I don't see how we can pass this up, Sally."
"Oh, I don't know, David."
"Now, darling, if it were just an ordinary carnival, okay, but this is not. It's a mammoth carnival."
"Oh, what age does a little boy grow up?" "Oh, all right, David. Where can we park the car?"
"Right here. In this mammoth lot set aside for the purpose." "Now, come on, honey. I'll buy you some popcorn."
"All right."
Hurry, folks. Right this way. $0.50,
$1
half of $1. Children, half price."
"Hurry, Sally. Boy, this is really living, isn't it?"
"Help yourself, folks. Help yourself to an evening of thrills unrivaled anywhere. Help a worthy cause."
"What's the worthy cause, Mr. Pearson or Mr. Waters?"
"Don't be cynical, Sally, darling. Lots of times local organizations tie in with these carnivals and get part of the proceeds." "Yeah, there you are. See? Benefit of Associated Meadowville Charities."
"Well, that's good enough for me, David. Come on, let's go in."
"Two tickets, please."
"Yes, sir. Two tickets for the gentleman. Thank you, sir. Now, hurry, hurry, folks. Right this way."
"Now, the biggest caterpillar ride you ever had. More speed, more thrills, and all for 15 cents. 15 cents for the caterpillar."
"Here you are. Here you are. Three blows for a dime. Knock them down and win a prize."
"Well, Sally, what'll it be? The merry-go-round or the caterpillar? Say, how about the Ferris wheel? Looks like a nice big one over there."
"David, let's let's not rush in, Daddy.
Well, honey, we got to do something.
We should start with something less exciting.
Huh?
Here, why don't you throw baseballs at those things that look like milk bottles and see if you can win a prize for me.
Those things are next impossible to hit. Look, see that athletic-looking young fellow throwing his arm out? He isn't hitting him.
Yes, and no wonder. He has his eyes on that pretty girl with him instead of on... David.
Hmm?
Do you know her?
Who?
That girl.
What girl?
One with the boy throwing baseballs at the milk bottles.
No, I don't know her. Why?
Because she's standing there smiling at you.
At me? She... Rather attractive smile, too.
Oh, the nerve.
Oh, she can't be smiling at me.
Oh, can't she?
No.
Well, she's coming over to you right now.
All right, honey. Now, don't pull me away. She can't bite us, can she?
Her teeth look good enough to bite anything.
Hello. Hello there.
Hello.
Don't you remember me, Mr. Farrell?
Well, yes, of course. How have you been?
You don't, do you?
Well, it's just that I...
I'm Marcia Vaughn.
Marcia Vaughn. Oh, Marcia Vaughn. For Pete's sake.
I guess I've changed a little, Mr. Farrell.
A little? Sally, this is Tom Vaughn's daughter. Marcia, my wife, Sally.
How do you do, Mrs. Farrell?
Oh, I'm glad to meet you, Marcia. I've heard David mention your father so many times.
Sure. How is your dad, Marcia? I haven't seen him in years.
He's fine. We live in Brookdale. That's the next town over.
Uh-huh.
Marcia, say, listen, I can't hit those doggone things. Oh.
Come here, Spencer. I'd like you to meet Mr. and Mrs. Farrell. This is Spencer Ho, Jr.
I'm glad to
meet
you,
Mr. Ho.
You read the Daily Eagle, don't you, Spencer?
Sure.
Then you should know who Mr. Farrell is. David Farrell?
Oh, say, I've seen lots of your stories on the front page, Mr. Farrell.
Spencer's father is president of Associated Meadowville Charities. And they're sponsoring the carnival, you know.
Hope they make lots of money, Spencer.
Oh, they'll do all right. It's a good crowd. Well, it's been nice meeting you.
Yeah, nice meeting you. Marcia, tell your dad I'm going to look him up one of these days.
Goodbye, Marcia.
Goodbye. Bye. And please do that, Mr. Farrell. I know Dad would love to see you again.
Well, isn't she one of the most attractive girls, David? I'm surprised you didn't remember her.
Sally, darling, the last time I saw Marcia, she was a gangling kid, all knees and elbows. What about that boy she's with, hmm?
Oh, you mean that he's good-looking?
No, I mean his papa has a big bundle of what it takes to buy groceries.
Oh.
Did you ever hear of Spencer Hull, Sr.?
No.
A big oil man. Or used to be. I guess he's retired now. Just goes to show that a girl with a smile like Marcia's can always get herself any young man she likes.
Well, if you ask me, David, I'd say that a girl with a smile like Marcia's should keep it under wraps.
Why?
Because that's just the sort of a smile that can cause lots of trouble.
Number 27. Number 27 wins. What do you take, miss?
I'd like that little china dog, please. Spencer's in this fun.
Sure, but take your prize, Marcia, and let's go.
No, Spencer, I want to stay and win more things.
Now, don't be silly, Marcia. You won't win again. Just because you were lucky twice.
It wasn't luck. All I had to do was play the numbers he told me to.
He told you to? What does that fella know about it?
Well, he works for the carnival, doesn't he?
Yeah, so what? He's just a laborer here. What do you call it? A roustabout. How does he know which of the numbers will win?
Spencer, all I can say is I took his advice twice, and I won.
But, Marcia...
Now, play your numbers, folks. Play your numbers. A lot of valuable prizes to win. Yes, miss. What number are you going to play this time?
Well, I...
Number 19, beautiful. Play number 19.
Shall I? All right. Number 19, please.
Well, now, round and round she goes. And where she steps, nobody knows.
Marcia, I don't want you smiling at that bum.
He's not a bum, Spencer. Shabby clothes don't make a man a bum. And besides, I didn't smile at him.
Then why did he start talking to you?
I don't know. Unless I smiled at Mr. Farrell, and this fellow thought I meant it for him.
Why does he keep hanging around you?
Spencer, please.
The number 19 wins. The lucky lady wins again. What'll it be, miss?
I'll take that jackknife, please. Thank you. Here you are, Spencer. Present for you. Does that improve your disposition?
I'm overjoyed, Marcia. If there's anything I wanted, it's a jackknife.
Well, what do you say, beautiful? How's about ditching this here wet blanket and try a whirl with me, huh?
No, really.
Watch out there, fella.
No kidding. I'll show you a good time, beautiful. Got you three winning numbers, didn't I? What do you need little JoJo for?
Look, it was very nice of you to give me those numbers, but I don't want any more. Goodbye. Let's go somewhere else, Spencer.
Oh, wait a minute, beautiful. Don't run out on me.
Take your hand off her.
What are you going to do about it if I don't, Jojo?
That's a sample. And if you want any more, just say so.
I want some more. Okay, Jojo? Let's go behind this tent where nobody will bother us.
Go ahead. I'm right behind you.
Spencer, don't.
I'll handle this, Marcia. You wait for me.
Oh, Spencer. Mr. Farrell, this is Marcia Vaughn. I know it's late, but you've got to help me.
Oh, that's all right, Marcia. Sally and I just got home. What's the matter?
It's the most awful thing, Mr. Farrell, and it's all my fault.
Well, your fault? What is?
Spencer had a fight with the boy at the carnival over me. Mr. Farrell, Spencer stabbed him.
Phone call at midnight banishes sleep from David Farrell's mind and starts him on the trail of a new adventure. Has the smile of lovely Marcia Vaughn brought on tragedy? Be sure to listen again tomorrow for Front Page Farrell and the exciting story he's covering for his newspaper. The story he calls The Fatal Smile. Stop paying fancy prices for floor wax. AeroWax gives you all you want in a wax and saves you up to 30 cents in every pint. Yes, let's face the plain facts about floor wax prices. AeroWax, at only 29 cents a pint, will leave a high glossy shine on your linoleum and hardwood floors that will delight even the most particular housekeeper. And you don't need to rub, you don't need to buff AeroWax. All you do is spread it on your floors. It polishes itself to a beautiful, long-lasting luster. Most important of all, when you pay 29 cents for a pint can of AeroWax, you pocket a 30-cent saving over the price of most other leading brands. It's like getting the second pint free. Join the millions of housewives who say AeroWax is the biggest floor wax bargain in the stores. You'll like AeroWax. Get a can today and save work, save 30 cents. Save even more on the larger sizes. Front Page Farrell is from the original radio play by Frank and Ann Hummert and produced under their supervision. Dialogue by Harold Guest. Stotts Cotsworth plays David and Florence Williams is Sally. It'll be on the air at this same time tomorrow. This is Ed Fleming saying goodbye for the sponsors of Front Page Farrell. If you suffer from painful corns that make it agony for you to wear shoes, torture for you to walk, listen. There's an amazing liquid that's guaranteed to remove your corns or double your money back. It's Freezone Liquid Corn Remover. And it goes to work to cool and soothe the burning pain and starts to remove the corn the instant it's applied. Then, when continued use as directed, this amazing liquid actually removes the corn. There's no muss, no fuss. No need to wear bulky, uncomfortable-feeling pads. Get F-R-E-E-Z-O-N-E, Freezone Liquid Corn Remover today. With this understanding, if Freezone doesn't remove your corn and give you blessed relief from pain while it's doing it, we will give you double your money back.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.